This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Usher Friday, according to Marvin. I let him handle the music this month. I'm not familiar with this Usher song.
Yeah, this is one of those in the club. You go to the club?
Yeah, I don't go to the club.
This, hey, in Arizona, we'll go to the club?
No, we're not going to a club.
What about a Super Bowl party? They'll play this.
I'm going to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Eastern?
No. Local. But
you don't want to go to the DP?
No.
Well, it's...
No,
it's,
no, it's, no, 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 no. Yes, Paulie.
Are there any clubs, Marvin, in Scottsdale, Arizona, that open around 5 p.m. local time and close at 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Efforting.
If the party's going around 5:30, 6 o'clock, then I'll go to the club with you, Marv. All right? Duh Club. In Duh House, okay? They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Super Bowl champ with the Ravens, now the University of Alabama head coach, former NFL analyst, the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Trent Dilfer joins us on behalf of our good friends at Panini America. How are you, Trent?
Good, Dan. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. You got your Super Bowl, your miniature Super Bowl trophy there over your left shoulder?
So mini, yeah.
Yeah. Does everybody get one of those?
No, Bashani bought this for me as I exited after the 1 year in Baltimore. So
wait, that was your parting gift? He gave you a miniature Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah, no, he's really gracious. It was actually before then. My wife was going to get me one, and Steve jumped in and made sure that the Ravens did it for me.
How big is your Super Bowl ring?
You know, I don't wear it very often. I wore it during recruiting, recruiting the kids like it. It's big. It's a big old sucker, not as big as the ones they do now, but it's a big old flashy thing, and the recruits love taking pictures with it when we had them on campus.
But see, what I think that they should do is do a school ring, like a school ring size that you can wear, where it's not gaudy, where you come in. Michael Strahan had this story. He told Eli he wanted a 10 table ring, and Eli go, "What is that?" You can see it 10 tables away. And it's just too big. You can't wear it out.
I agree. I like your idea, the little like school one or like the high school state championship size.
Yeah.
And then they should give everybody like the real, like I think this is 60% the actual size. They should give all the players like a 80%, 85% size. Like you go by, if you're in Denver's airport and you go by Elway Steakhouse, he's somehow got like 95% replica in the window. It's pretty cool. I think every player would appreciate that.
Give me the three quarterbacks, two quarterbacks, four. Like they changed the position in the modern era.
That's a good one. I think Elway in that 83 draft, so physical, right? That the talent was ungodly to a certain degree. Golly, I think I don't think Favre gets enough credit. He gets dismissed from like the greatest of all time conversations. I saw it live, you know, getting my butt kicked by him every year while I was in Tampa during those three MVP runs. He redefined the position to a certain degree. He was like a combination of Elway, Fran Tarkenton, Warren Moon. Like he was all wrapped up into one guy, which was pretty incredible. I think Lamar Jackson. I think there's like four or five of them right now that are so dynamic, such dynamic athletes and also great passers. We saw this. I'll give you a quick story. About 10 years ago through the Elite 11, we started noticing a real trend where it wasn't just the coach's kid that was playing quarterback. It was the biggest, baddest dude on campus in high school. Like you'd go to a high school in Georgia or wherever, and you'd ask the coach, like, who's the best athlete in the school? And they'd say, oh, no doubt it's this guy. And that guy was the quarterback. And now you're starting to see that come true in the NFL. You know, it probably started with Cam Newton, Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen. You know, these guys are redefining how the position is played. And now it's equal decision-making, accuracy, precision with just like this crazy-ass horsepower, too, that makes them so dynamic.
But also, I look at Peyton Manning's impact on the game.
Yeah,
might be more important than Brady's impact on the game. Of, you know, obviously the results with Tom, but Peyton changed everything at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he's seeing what you got. Now I get to, you know, change. I mean, we hadn't seen anything like that before, had we?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't think Jim Kelly gets enough credit. Let's go back to Jim Kelly because he actually was doing that. You know what I mean? It's like I went hunting with Jim last year and I've known Jim forever, but to hear him talk about, and he was not saying, oh, they don't give me enough credit. He was just talking about the complexity of what they did at the line of scrimmage. Now, he was also praising Peyton for taking it a whole nother level. But yes, you're right. Kind of that Jim Kelly started it and then Peyton poured gasoline on it where it was like, okay, we're going to call whatever we want and Peyton's going to get us in the right protection, the right run game, the right route combination. And basically was an extension of the offensive coordinator taking the snaps.
Yeah, that's a great point. I forget about Jim Kelly in the gun, you know, where he's calling out the plays. But I, you know, Peyton talked about like Zach Thomas. I said, you know, there had to be somebody who was equal to you on the other side. He said, yeah, Zach Thomas drove me crazy. He said, I'd call it out. And Zach would say, look out for the run. And then I go, damn, you know, he's got me there. How frustrating must that be? When they know what you're doing,
it's the worst. You know, it's the worst when you think you're tricking them, but they're tricking you. Like they know what's coming before the ball snap. It's funny you mentioned Zach Thomas. I get asked all the time with the two hardest defenses I played against, and they're happening at the same time. It was that Miami Dolphins defense with Zach Thomas as the middle linebacker, and Madison was one corner. I can't remember who the other corner was, but everything looked exactly the same on every snap until the ball was snapped. And as the ball was snapped, they played like 12 different things. And then Green Bay at the same time with Reggie and Leroy Butler and that group, you know, it was one Reggie when he decided to play. He was just, you literally couldn't block him. Nobody could. And they had other great players. I think Leroy Butler is one of the all-time underrated defensive players, at least I played against. And their ability, those two defenses were just vicious.
Was it Patrick Surtain? Would he have been with Miami back then?
I don't want to get myself in trouble. Yeah, I think it was, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. I'm getting sold. I forget everything, Dan.
We're talking to Trent Dilfer, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Do you ever feel like that you have to apologize because you won a Super Bowl and everybody talks about, well, the defense, well, somebody had to play quarterback. Like, you know, even Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not fair to somebody who had a prolonged NFL career, but that defense was so good. Do you get where I'm coming from with
that? To it. Yeah. And there's some truth to it. Like, I've owned that. Like, I don't think I've ever once gotten my feathers in a ruffle when people say that, you know, I was part of the team, not the reason we won the Super Bowl. I would absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
I do think I was the right quarterback for that team in that moment. And my teammates say that, which is the most affirming thing. But yeah, I didn't play very well that year. I played pretty darn good early on when I took over for 4 or 5 weeks. I battled an injury. I played terribly at the last two regular season games. And then the playoffs, you know, the playoffs, we knew who we were. It was just a matter of, literally, it was true. When people say all I had to do was lose the game, that's a reality. The reality was to play the game in such a conservative way that you didn't add any risk to it, because we knew a team weren't going to score more than 10 points ever against us. So I don't get my feathers in a ruffles over that. You know, I don't get defensive over that because there's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
And my teammates have been so great, Dan. Like, over the years, those Baltimore Ravens teammates have gone out of their way to defend me when people want to tear me down on that stuff. And, you know, that's important when your teammates do that for you.
I'm wondering about this with, you know, now you're coaching in college at UAB. How much of your job is coaching? How much of it is kind of cultivating a business, NIL and collect? I mean,
yeah,
this is more than, yes, it feels like college coaching is tougher than coaching in the NFL.
I don't know. I haven't been a head coach in the NFL. I have a lot of dear friends that are, so I don't want to make that comparison. You're definitely a CEO. You're not a coach. You're not a whistle around your neck coach very often. You get to do that. And those are those are the most fun days, you know, when you actually get to interact with players and coach ball. But I the bulk of this job is kind of CEO type stuff. There's a business aspect to it. You mentioned it with collectives and NIL. There's a team building, there's coaching coaches. I think that's the thing that doesn't get talked about enough, is you have to hire great people, but then you got to coach them up to make sure we're all speaking the same language. You got to empower them. You got to create a culture is a word that's overused, but I think it paints a picture that everybody, in everybody's head.
Yeah.
You got to create an environment where people are going the same direction. They feel it's energizing to come to work. When we do have adversity, there's people around you to help you get through it. So yeah, it's a lot more other stuff than whistle around your neck and crew socks on going out there and doing bag drills.
How do you poach somebody without poaching them?
Like the T word that everybody's doing and using.
Yeah. Tampering. Yeah.
I think what we've tried to do is just create a really good vibe around our program. You know, they can reach out to you. They can get in the portal and contact you. You know, really it's about creating an atmosphere around your building and a persona around your program, where it's welcoming and you got to say, hey, you know, I think Prime does a great job with this on Twitter, even, you know, like, hey, this is what we're looking for. If you're part of this, come join us. We don't do it on Twitter with the head coach tweets, but we're trying to do the same thing. Like, hey, here's what we're building. Here's what we're about. If that fires you up, you know where we're at. You know, I think Prime started this thing like, hey, I'm not hard to get to. I'm not hard to reach. You know where we're at. I think that's what's going on. But the reality of it is we've had a couple poach from us. We know it's happening. We know they're talking to these other programs before they're in the portal. And it's just the reality of where we're at in this industry, and you got to live with it.
What's the craziest ask from a recruit?
You know, I haven't had any crazy, outrageous ones so far. You know, we don't have, you know, SEC money here, and I think everybody knows that. But we did have a couple walk in, and it was their motivation was definitely to get paid. I actually think they thought like I was going to pay him with my NFL money. Like, literally, that's what it felt like. Like, yo, coach.
That's not legal, though, Trent. That's not legal.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying it felt that way. Like, it felt like this kid was like, he knows we're not, you know, in the SEC. He knows we're not in the Big Ten. He knows, you know, we don't have some collective, an $8 million collective. But I kind of feel like this kid wants me to tap into my own pockets and like pay him with out of my own checking account. That was not a very long visit, yeah. Let me tell you that.
You're working with our good buddies at Panini America, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL. What are you doing with them this week and next week?
Yeah, they're the best, man. I've been with them, like, gosh, I think it's 8 years now. Doing weekly stuff. When I was in college, coaching college football, I was doing a lot of videos and stuff. But the coolest thing I get to do is this Panini Super Bowl kid reporter. And I think it was 1,600 kids. No, sorry, 160,000 kids registered for this kid reporter initiative. And our boy Miles won it this year, and he gets to go to the front of the line of media night Monday night and ask all the superstars questions that he'll come up with. The bummer of this when they win is they have to hang out with me for the whole night. But I'll kind of coach him up on what questions to ask and how to get in the conversation with Mahomes or Kelsey or Jalen, whoever it is. And kid will get to ask the player a question and do a lot of cool stuff. So it's been an amazing relationship. It's one of the more fun things I get to do over the course of the year. And I don't have to stay the whole week at the Super Bowl. So while you're going to bed at 8, I'll be back in Birmingham going to bed at 7:30.
How many times did you face Brady?
It wasn't that many. Couple times, I think, is all.
Did you think anything?
Thank God.
Like if I would have said that guy is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, what would you have said, do you think, in that moment?
I wouldn't have believed it in the early years. You know, Peyton was the same way. Listen, a lot of young guys, right? I mean, finding your way. Some of them do. Some, like me, don't fully find it. But there's about, I don't know, about year six or seven is when, you know, because you're watching crossover tape. I think where NFL players have the greatest appreciation of the players is when you're watching crossover tape, because you're studying.
What is crossover tape?
So we're playing the Colts, and the Colts played the Patriots the week before. So you're watching Patriots stuff, right? So you're always watching the defense to get ready for the defense as a quarterback. So you're always watching the other quarterback play against that defense. And I probably watched Brady crossover stuff, let's say 15 times. And you're just like, wow, how do you see it that quick? Wow, he changed that protection. Wow, what a perfect throw. Or, man, I didn't think about, you know, using my eyes that way and getting back to the other side. And then you just kind of gained an appreciation for the nuance of what he does so well. And I really think that's the thing, is now that he's retired, now we're going to have probably, what, 2 months of talking about this to get ratings up for all your shows, talk about Brady every day. I think the one thing that's going to come out as you talk to players, what made him so great is the nuance of how he played the game. He did these little nuanced things that always put his team in a position to win, to win that play, to win that series, to win that game. It's why I think a lot of fans can't go, oh, he's the best of all time outside the Super Bowl rings. They don't see the magic in what made him. Wasn't the arm, wasn't the feet, wasn't the stature. Wasn't the athleticism, it was the nuance of how he played the game. And I think a lot of young, great quarterbacks now will go, and although they're probably better athletes than Tom, they'll talk about Peyton and Tom, especially those two, of how much they learned from those two, watching them play these little parts of the game that aren't talked about very much.
Great to talk to you. Good luck with UAB, certainly Panini, and nice to catch up again. Thank you, Trent.
Thanks, Dan. Good seeing you, man.
It's Trent Dilfer. Won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, now the head coach of the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and joining us on behalf of Panini America. We'll take a break. Have we located Seton O'Connor yet? Paulie?
I'm being serious. We haven't heard from him. I'll check with the guys in the back.
Okay.
He's scheduled to join us in 5 minutes.
Great. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's another Usher song I'm not familiar with, Marvin.
But you can do deep voice Danny right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of The Quiet Storm?
No.
That format of radio where, like, it's late night R&B. Like, I think Fritzy and Paulie would know for sure, like, that Johnny Gill, that Anita Baker.
Ooh, Ralph Tresvant.
Ralph Tresvant, for sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, we're coming back with Usher.
This is
from this is from Kim, from Leonard. He says he's sorry, and he wants you back.
I love that.
Sounds like Delilah or something.
That's great.
The Road to Super Week is brought to you by Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. New classes start every month. I mentioned to the boys in the back, I mentioned to to Paulie and Marv and Fritzy, we haven't heard from Seton all morning long. And then I started to get a little bit nervous here because nobody had heard from Seton. And then Mario said, we heard from Seton. So I'm assuming we have Seton joining us now. Let's guess where Seton is. Paulie?
I'm going to say approaching Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo, Texas. Fritzel.
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Okay, Marv.
Somewhere in Oklahoma.
Okay. Are we close, Seton?
Yeah, I am in Oklahoma. I'm in Oklahoma City, as a matter of fact.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right downtown.
Yeah, we had a good night here.
Okay. Where have you been? Because we haven't heard from you. We lost contact. You kind of went silent on us.
Yeah, you know what? There's not a lot going on in the plains of Texas, or excuse me, of Kansas, believe it or not. So it was, we were driving. We did a lot of driving yesterday from Des Moines down here to Oklahoma City. We hit a bunch of different cities. But it was good. Yesterday was a little bit of a recovery day, I think, after Des Moines. A little bit of a recovery day. We needed a little R&R.
Hey, we want to thank Des Moines for rolling out the red carpet for you and the French kid. It sounded like you guys had a great time there.
Yeah, next level. It was awesome. Yeah, so by the time we got here, we were pretty spent. So the French kid and I just grabbed some dinner at a restaurant here. And then we've been making a bit of a habit every night. Before we go to bed, we hit the hotel bar, grab a drink, and just figure out what we're going to do the next day. You know what I mean? Go over our plans, what time are we getting up, this kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So we get to the hotel bar, and there's some kind of, like, umpire convention in town. So okay. That's exactly right. So we walk into the bar and we're getting the gist of like what's going on. Like, you guys are all umpires. Yeah, I immediately went, hey,
ha. What did they think of your cold third strike?
They kind of all looked at me like, okay. And I was just like, what? It's my cold third strike. No, that's so good. So I was this close to having the best video ever. These two dudes got into an argument over which one of them had a better called third strike. And I was just like, why don't we make it a contest? I'm like, you guys can go against each other and your other three buddies can be the judges of the contest. And so like the, you know, competitive juices start flowing. They're like, yeah, I'll do it. And I see this one dude lean over to the other buddy and he goes, bro, I think I got some warrants, man. I can't be on TV.
Some warrants.
Okay. I think I got some warrants.
Okay. All right. So where are you headed tomorrow or today?
Today we're going over to like Santa Fe, Albuquerque, New Mexico area.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe, you'll love.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of really good things about Santa Fe. I've never been there, but anybody who's been there has told me, like, oh, you're going to love it. It's great.
All right, so Santa Fe and then Santa Fe to Arizona?
And then, tomorrow morning we'll leave Santa Fe and get to Scottsdale.
What happened to Nebraska?
Nebraska got out of the way. Nebraska, we're a little worried about, there's some roads that close in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we kind of bailed because I-80 or 78 or something like that.
Yeah.
They're like, at this time of year, it closes like without any notice. So we thought, Dan might be mad at us if we go that way.
All right. Yes, Paul.
If you go through Amarillo, and I don't know if you went there last year, remember they had the big Texan steak ranch with the 96 ounce porterhouse or whatever you got to try to eat. That place is legit right off the highway. Like one of those challenges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know? Oh, yeah, like the old 96er.
The old 96er.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. You look good. The van looks – any issues with the van?
Not a single one.
No.
Only that us two idiots are driving it.
No scratches, no nothing, right? Everything's good.
No. Yeah, everything's great.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
A couple of close calls, but that's it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in Arizona.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'll see you.
Okay. That's Seton O'Connor. We found him on the road. And, hey, I apologize. I was just told that you can't enter the contest anymore. Everybody who was in, that is it. So it was open for weeks. I apologize because I just found this out. People had called Tyler and they wanted to know. And, look, I appreciate everybody who had entered the contest there. We look forward to giving it away coming up next week. Next Friday at this time, we'll give it away. But and thank you to Mercedes with providing the beautiful Sprinter van. All right. Fritzy, update the poll results. Then we got a final hour maybe poll question. If we're going to change that up, we have Charles Barkley set to join us.
Who would you rather have as your team's quarterback? 69% to 31%. Is it Jimmy G or Derek Carr that's got the 69%?
I'm going to say Jimmy G.
Derek Carr has 69% of
the
vote.
Okay, all right.
How about that?
All right. But don't people know all Jimmy does is win?
You would think, but they're going with Derek.
What gets mentioned more often? Jimmy G, all he does is win, or Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season? Because they're pretty close. Yeah, Paulie.
Or Matt Stafford went to high school with Clayton Kershaw. That's a biggie.
Final hour on the way on this Meet Friday. Charles Barkley will join us. Hope you'll stay with us as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Charles Barkley, kind enough to join us. Kind enough to leave town when we get out there to Arizona. Is that on purpose that you didn't want to at least give me the code to your house so I can go to the compound and play with your toys?
You know, Dan, we don't let many people in my neighborhood. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's just really unfortunate. I hate I'm not going to be there. I'm actually not going to be there the entire time, and that's really unfortunate. But I got to go to Allen LaForce's golf tournament, and I got to shoot some commercials. So, unfortunately, I will not be in town.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you, Dan, because I wanted you to come hang out at the house.
I want it. Man, did you – how much weight have you lost?
I've lost about 60 pounds. I'm getting in shape, Dan. My doctor got on my ass. He said, you see a lot of fat young people. You don't see no fat old people because they're all dead. So he told me to get it together.
How are you doing it?
I got a great doctor. Her name is Jacqueline Pearson. She's got me on this realistic. It's just some type of drug, to be honest with you. I don't want people whining and complaining, but I'm taking some drug. I take a shot every week. Got about 2 more weeks to go. I've been on it for like 3 months, but things are going great.
Good. I want to have you. Do you have your Super Bowl bet? Did you place it?
Oh, Eagles all the way, brother. Eagles all the way.
Okay. You don't care the point spread. You've got them winning outright.
I think they're going to win no matter what. You know, they've been my team for a long time. And, man, they've been the best team all year, to be honest with
you. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, Jalen Hurts, do you know him at all?
I know him a little bit. We did a thing back when Auburn beat him when he was at the University of Alabama. Wait, I shouldn't say it that wrong. Alabama University. He's a great kid. Shout out to him and whoever's been to work, man. He's really improved and he's fabulous as a quarterback. I cannot wait for the Super Bowl. You know, I got a lot of love for Travis Kelce, but man, I'm just pulling for my Eagles.
It feels like every night somebody's getting 50 points in the NBA. Where it used to be, or 60. Back in the mid-90s when I was doing SportsCenter, if you got 50, you were leading SportsCenter. Now it's just like, oh, You only got 50? Did you get a triple-double? Like, what do you think is the biggest reason why we're seeing this scoring explosion?
Two things, lack of defense and the three-point shot. You know, Dan, everybody's playing small ball, so there's no rim protection. So if you have a night where you're making a bunch of threes, you're going to score. But you factor in, everybody's playing small ball now. So even if you're not making threes, you're probably, number one, you're going to get a lot more free throws, but also you're going to get a lot more layups because everybody, you know, they made the game really, and I'm not trying to be the old guy. They made it like it's a three-point shooting contest every night. And you're going to foul more. And like I say, there's no shot blockers in the game anymore.
But what would Shaq be in this, you know, today's NBA?
Well, see, and that's actually one of my biggest problems because you even got the 7-foot dummies out there shooting threes now. If I'm a big guy, I would love to play in today's game. Yeah, maybe the guy I'm guarding going to make some threes, which most big guys ain't going to make enough threes to make a difference in the game, but I'm going to kill them in the paint. I'm going to do a great job offensive rebounding, and I'm going to get to the free throw line a lot. So they've kind of went overboard shooting the threes. But, you know, you can look at a guy like Joker, Embiid. There's a reason they're dominating. They actually getting their big butts in the paint. And those probably the two leading front runners for MVP. Because if you're a big guy, man, it's so easy now. Because, number one, you got so much more room to work with. Because with all the three-point shooters, you really get to go one-on-one every time. And you're not going to stop Embiid or the Joker one-on-one.
I think you had 56 in the playoff game and might have had two or three threes. But how would you be used in today's NBA?
Well, I'm not going to change my game. I'm going to be in the paint. Listen, like I say, whoever I'm playing against, they're not going to make enough threes to offset how many points I'm going to score and get my team in free throw foul trouble. So, like I say, and who are they going to put on me? They can't put one of them little small-ass dudes on me because I'm going to just murder him. So I think the trade-off is better for me. Like I say, what Joel Embiid, Joker, what they're going to do as far as getting layups and dunks, and getting the other team in foul trouble, what am I going to do? You think I'm worried about my guy, a 7-foot guy or a 6'10 guy? Are they going to make enough threes to offset me? Hell no. I'm going to get my layup. And like I say, I'm going to get more space because they probably going to put more three-point shooters around me. So I would feel really good about my game. Even though I'm a post-up guy, I feel really good about my game if I play today.
I guess it's a Michael Jordan day, 2-3-23.
Well, I've known Michael Jordan a long time. I'm pretty sure every day is Michael Jordan day. When you got a couple $1 billion and you were Michael Jordan, I'm pretty damn sure every day is Michael Jordan day.
But would you trade your life for Michael Jordan's life with what he goes through? I mean, privacy and all of those things. You live You're a person. You're a man of the people. Would you trade your life for Mike's life?
I wouldn't trade my life for anybody's life. You know, man, I have exceeded. You know, you growing up in a small town of a couple thousand people in Alabama, you're not thinking you're going to grow up and be Charles Barkley. Man, I have been, and I'm not trying to be humble, or I'm just so lucky and blessed. I mean, I can't believe it. Dan, think about it. I'm growing up in the projects in a small town of a couple thousand people. And unfortunately, I don't mean that unfortunately, man, I'll be 60 in a couple weeks. And I'm on the Dan Patrick Show. And I'm not just saying this, you're one of the best to ever do it. Growing up in a small town of a couple thousand people, and 60 years later, I'm like, wow, I've been honored and blessed to be Charles Barkley, man. It's been pretty cool. Now, listen, Michael is the greatest, and LeBron and Kobe and Wayne Gretzky and Federer, all these guys are some of the greatest to ever do it. Serena, I don't want to leave her out. But, man, hey, as I say something myself sometimes, man, you did pretty good.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Are we celebrating LeBron enough?
Well, I want to say two things. I hope people have a great appreciation for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how great that record is. So hopefully the one thing will come out of this, two things, excuse me, I apologize. Number one, the greatness of Kareem, having this record, I mean, it's incredible. But I've said this before, I think that LeBron James, listen, you know, this debate, first of all, I always think the debate is silly. When guys have no talent, they go on TV and radio and say, Kobe, you know, they like to, who's the greatest? LeBron's been the greatest the last, well, Kobe had a stretch where he was the greatest. Well, Tim Duncan had a stretch where he was the greatest. But I want to appreciate Kareem first. But I've said this before, LeBron, I think, has the greatest story, not just in basketball history, in sports history. We've never had a player, because as great as Kobe and Kevin Garnett, McGrady, and all those guys were, people forget they struggled when they came into the NBA. I've said this before, LeBron coming in at 18, being pretty good from the first day, and never really getting in trouble, especially when people are out to get you in today's social media, camera phones everywhere. I think he's had the greatest sports story of all time. And it's amazing that he's doing this 20 years later. But to be great from day one, or really good from day one, and never get in trouble, I think it's the greatest sports story of all time.
He's Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT Inside the NBA. Better career accomplishments, LeBron or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. I think that we should appreciate Tom Brady more. You know, Dan, I'm going to explain why. Number one, you know, 10 Super Bowls is incredible. But the thing that's crazy, why I put football accomplishment ahead of basketball accomplishments, is, you know, every game in the NFL is a one game, you out and you're done.
Yeah, good point.
If you got Kareem, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe, LeBron, Michael, you got the best player in every game. You can lose one game. You can lose two games. You can actually lose three games. But to have every game be a game seven, every game in the NFL is a game seven.
Yeah.
No matter how great your regular season was, to have every game be the end of your season, and for this man to make it to 10 Super Bowls and win seven, it's one of the greatest accomplishments in history. I mean, you know, playing against Michael, and like I said, I never played really against LeBron, but you got the best player. And you can, like I said, you can lose a bunch of games. But to have every game be a game seven, I think what Tom Brady accomplished, It's arguably, his career is unparalleled. I mean, I think about it. As great as Pat Mahomes is, think about that. As great as Pat Mahomes is, if he wins this Super Bowl, he's only got two. He's only got two, Dan. Think about that. And I love Pat, even though I'm going with my Eagles, and I love Travis Kelce. If they win, he will only have two. He got to get another handful.
Have you hung out with Brady at all?
I have, and he is the most humble, cool goat I've ever been around.
But what do you talk about?
I don't think we talk about sports. He's just, I tell people, and you can just tell, Dan, like when I heard Teddy Bruschi. And actually, you know, we had Von Miller on me and Ernie's podcast yesterday, and we talked about Tom. And he says, man, the craziest thing about Tom, you know, I didn't want to like him when I met him, but he was so, like, cool and humble. I was like, and this is Von Miller. one of the all-time greats, saying, yeah, man, Tom was talking to me like I was just like some guy he had just met on the street and he was caught, tied. And that's the way. When I've been around Tom, he's like, hey, Chuck, how you doing? Good to see you. And I'm saying to myself, does this dude know he Tom Brady?
But there are guys who are like that, Chuck. You know, Jordan was the same guy off the floor as he was on the floor. Guys turn it on and turn it off. And you know, you've seen greatness that they're able to do that. Some guys can't turn it on or off. Brady is very mild-mannered.
I've only met two GOATs who are like that. That's Tom and Wayne Gretzky. Those are the two GOATs who, like, they're really – now, listen, I love Michael and Tiger, but nobody's ever said, oh, man, they really nice guys. Nobody has ever said, oh, man. They said that Michael Jordan is the greatest player ever. They said, man, that Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer ever. But words ain't never been said. Oh, man, they're some nice guys.
They're really humble guys.
Yeah. But when you're around Tom, and like I say, Tom and Wayne are the two GOATs that I'm like, oh, yo, man, those dudes are really nice guys. And listen, Michael and Tiger, they just did it differently. But they're both two, in my opinion, they're the two GOATs of their sports. But I ain't never heard somebody say, man, that Michael and Tiger are nice guys. Those are words never been spoken.
We'll miss you in Arizona. And if I do a drive-by at your compound, like there's nobody there who's going to shoot me, will there be?
Oh, there's a guard there.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Hey, right. Dan, because I hate – listen, no, you can't – I don't want people coming inside, neighbors coming by saying, hey, can I borrow sugar? Hell no.
Okay.
Go to the store and get your own damn sugar. I don't want – hey, Dan, I don't want surprises. I don't want people coming up to my house.
Okay, fair enough. We won't. We'll wait till you're there next time.
I hate that I'm going to miss you, though, Dan, because I really wanted to take you to play golf. I really did.
Yeah, because you're now playing well.
I'm playing great. I got to go to Florida for Allie LaForce's golf tournament. She's the best, her and her husband, Joe. Joe was a softball pitcher in his heyday. But then I got to shoot some commercials. But, man, then you know what Chuck going to do? He does. Me and the boys, I got about 10 or 15 of my friends.
Yeah.
We have been going to Vegas for the Super Bowl for 25 years.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, yeah. Hey, Dan, you know how I feel about gambling. It's a 50-50 chance. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. Hey, in my mind, that's 50-50.
But when you go to Vegas, you visit your money because you help build some of those buildings there.
Yeah. You know what? But always go in with the right attitude. I'm going to get some good cars this trip. Yep. I'm going to get good cars this trip. My luck is going to change.
Yeah, of course. Good to talk to you, man. Safe travels.
Hey, man.
You're the best.
Dan, you're the best, Dan. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. That's Charles Barkley.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.